intro.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the telephones to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just hearing all this stuff about Comey and Mueller. You know, Comey and Mueller, they know that Trump couldn't get an ownership gaming license in Nevada because he had too many nefarious connections. So when we start talking bad about Comey and Mueller, they know things that we don't know, but they're too scared to do anything about it. I'm hearing more and more from the same cast of characters that want our guns. They want to stop anonymity on the internet. Now, I was listening to Savage last night, and he said that if you post an Instagram picture, we want your name and address. So did Ben Shapiro, and so did Joe Rogan on his podcast. So these gun grabbers are out there going after your identification now. So, you know, take it for what it is. These people are going to turn us all into Palestinians if we're not careful. And thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for the phone call. And yeah, we're pushing forward to the total surveillance state. George Orwell was right in his warning. You know, we're a little late, but we're living in the 1984 world here. And yes, they want to grab the guns, so we'll be obedient little workers. And they want to have means of identifying and tracking us all over the place. Anyway, let's go to, Kathleen in Paris. Aloha, Kathleen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I'm talking about Trump and his accomplishments. And some of the people I listen to seem to think that he's, he's against this human trafficking. And one of the things that we all know how politicians are controlled is because they have these dossiers where they've partaken with crimes and with children and satanic rituals and things like that. And that, in fact, Trump has, in a low-key way, attacked sex and human trafficking and people who are involved in child porn. And you might think that if he's really wanting to take these people out, that this would be the way to do it, and that he would have to be keeping a low profile and sort of spring a trap. I mean, it's not something that you would announce, okay, you know, we're going after you satanic ritual people who's drinking children's blood and that. But
I need to interrupt you here, first of all. I need to interrupt you. First of all, there's no question sexual exploitation of children is going on. We know that, unfortunately, there's child porn being produced, which I find disgusting. But this whole satanic ritual abuse thing, was a fad back in the early 1990s. And everybody was out there, I'm a victim of satanic ritual abuse, and they had goat's heads, and they did this, and they did that. The FBI actually investigated, and they couldn't document a single case. It was just a bunch of people who saw an easy way to get their face on TV, get their 15 minutes of fame, and it dovetailed rather nicely with the rape hysteria, which turned out to be overblown. So let's keep these separate. We want to talk about child trafficking. That's fine. Satanic ritual abuse kind of discredits the whole conversation, especially when you make comments that these people are drinking the blood of children, which is a really good way to catch some very nasty diseases. I've been looking in the news for coverage of child sex trafficking or human trafficking in general. And it seems like there has been an increase in investigations and arrests at a low level, but nothing occurring higher up, nothing in the Franklin scandal strata.
Right. And but like I say, I'm just harboring some little hope in my heart that these investigations are going on and that they're preparing a trap for the people to be, the big fish to be caught.
Well, have you ever read Dante's Inferno?
No.
Okay. In it, he describes his vision of hell, and what is written across the gates of hell, I think, applies in our current situation. It says, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter herein." I'm tired of living on hope, and I know there's people who are out there, we hope things will get better. No, they're not getting better. They're getting worse. Things are only going to get better if we make them better. If we sit back on our rear ends and say, oh, I'm hoping things are going to improve. I hope Trump is going to work out. I hope this and I hope that. I hope Superman comes to save us. I hope the Batmobile is parked in my driveway in the morning. You're not going to get anything really done. Anyway, Kathleen, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we have a caller from Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, you were talking about the what you claim is false satanic ritual abuse, and I would recall and remind you concertedly that the McMartin preschool trials in California in the 90s, I think it was yeah, actually proved to have CIA relations. It was related to the CIA mind control cults. They were actually abducting children, as the children had claimed, from the school, taking them via a tunnel to a house next door where they were sexually abused and taken other places as well. And they had threatened the children by murdering animals that they found remains buried near the school and threatening them that if that would happen to them or their parents if they were to talk, to threaten and terrorize.
Chris, let me interrupt you right here. Let us assume for a moment that your description of what happened is absolutely accurate, then it doesn't count as satanic ritual abuse. It was a CIA MK Ultra operation. And we know the CIA did some really wild things during MK Ultra. They ran this bondage parlor up in San Francisco for something like 9 years, where they hired these sex workers to basically work on customers and drug them with LSD, trying to find the right combination of sex, whips, and acid that would get people to tell the truth. Complete waste of money. They never got it to work, and finally it was shut down. Chris, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
I got one more thing for you if you want.
Is it about satanic ritual abuse? Because I really do want to go on to other subjects.
It's up at the Presidio, California, with Anton LaVey and the Church of Satan and his followers that were Colonel Paul A. Bilalley and Michael Aquino, who had been partners with Anton LaVey and the Church of Satan, and then created their own Church of Satan, who later created the 10th Psychological Operation Unit in the United States Army that got Satanism approved as a so-called religion in the military forces. And this is part of the problem that we have with the deep state embedded in the armed forces and these satanic practices of the dark world.
Okay, but again, what you're describing is military and intelligence operations, masquerading behind all this Church of Satan stuff. And we know that military operations and intelligence agencies will use a wide variety of religious institutions as cover. Anyway, thank you for the call, Chris, and we're going to switch over here to Roxanne in Texas. Aloha, Roxanne. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. I wanted to briefly go over a couple places that the border wall is being built. So if you go over to Sunland Park, New Mexico, and that juts up against Anapara, A-N-A-P-R-A, Mexico. So that started construction January 7, 2017. Now, just west of El Paso here in Texas, there's a town called Santa Teresa. They started on April 11th. But over in California, they're building a bunch of walls outside of San Diego, and the Attorney General, Becerra, is walking, saying, it is getting done. And the SWF contractors out of Omaha, Nebraska, said that needs are like 300 days. It is only like 225 miles left to build. So it isn't like thousands of miles. It's only a couple hundred. But if you get blocked everywhere you go with these Democrat towns or states, it's frustrating to everybody. But the border, Ronald Botello, he's the deputy here, I believe, not here, but I'm trying to think of where, but of the Border Patrol. So he said, we're working on it, and we're doing the best we can. And it's tough because people are, you know, blocking them. People are jumping over. There's a long place, especially near El Paso. It's just like hole, but it isn't even fenced, so you can just walk over. And that's what they're trying to do.
Well, here's my question. Everybody in the United States who is aiding and abetting the illegal immigrants, transporting them, giving them shelter, giving them work, they're in violation of existing federal law under Title VIII. Why isn't Jeff Sessions starting prosecutions? That's what I want to know.
Well, there's a whole lot going on here in Texas. I know that. Our governor's doing a whole lot here. Constant.
Well, good.
When people say nothing's getting done, I don't know what reality some people are living in, because things are getting done. Nothing's perfect. This is a huge, it's worse than a swamp. But like one caller said, and I agree with that, is bring these people right up into the spotlight and then shine that light on them, and their careers are done. I know it looks crazy, but I think it's a good thing. And there's stuff getting done. And that's all I got.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your opinion. And we're going to let you go and switch over to Josh in Washington State. Aloha, Josh. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Been a long-time listener. Last time I called you was like 5 years ago. I just called to express my complete disappointment with Trump. I'm one of the oldest millennials you can get, so like mid-30s now. And yeah, everything he has done are the things I hoped he didn't do, because I'm very liberal. And none of the things I hoped he did and I voted him for, he has done. The biggest thing I wanted was to end these wars. And I'll never forget the night where I have a 5-year-old. I'll never forget the night where I was looking at my kid and wondering if he was going to die that night because of a nuclear war, because of Trump. And I'll never forgive him for that.
Yep. Now, I'm in agreement.
Never.
I mean, for me, that was the biggest promise that Trump made, the one that affects all of our lives, that he was going to get out of these military interventions. But he turned out to be just as much a liar as Obama was back in 2008, when he said the first thing he would do as president was end the wars and bring our kids home. I'm disappointed. And it seems like we're heading into more wars. I mean, we may see light at the end of the tunnel in Afghanistan. Apparently, they're talking with the Taliban there. But you've got the CIA that apparently is trying to sabotage the possibility of any talks regarding North Korea. So we're going to be going back in there. And you need to look at how many people died when that Korean War first started up. And officially, it's still ongoing. Technically, it's America's longest war. And it's still officially ongoing. There's a ceasefire, but you know it looks like they're going to go in there. And I don't know why. What the CIA wants in North Korea, except that it too, like Afghanistan, is a source for opium poppies.
Yeah, you know, I think at this point, just they're losing control, and they're so desperate. It's like a con man, where at the very end of the game, they tend to get very, very extreme with their lies just so nobody sees the smoke coming from behind them, so to speak. I really think that's what it is. And as far as Trump, you know, I don't know what it is. I mean, he could have been on the inside from the very beginning and he conned us all, or they got him somewhere once he got in there, like you said, a weak leader. But frankly, I don't care. What I care about is my son's future. And like I said that night, that was so traumatizing. One thing I told my dad, so unfortunately supports Trump, is that guy might as well have pointed a loaded pistol at my son's head for that entire night. That's how he made me feel. And like I said, because of that, I can never forgive him. I don't care what he does at this point. I'm not supporting him. And, you know, the funny thing is he's really pushed me a lot more on the left side of politics I ever thought I would be. I'm currently reading Karl Marx, and I'm reading stuff about communism and socialism. And mm-hmm. I was raised as a conservative and a libertarian. And, you know, to be honest, now that I'm actually reading about those people, they're not evil. It's not all bad. I mean, the funny no. thing is the main premise of Karl Marx is the same thing libertarians rail against. It's having the elite class of people control everything. That's what Karl Marx was railing about. They just had a different yep. solution. So that's what Trump has done for me. I'm way more on the socialist side of the camp. And I get a feeling once my generation becomes the old generation, whatever nation is going to exist here or nations, they're going to be a lot more socialist than what you see right now. And that's just going to be the pushback for my generations being completely disenfranchised.
Well, you may be right. Me, I'm an old-fashioned capitalist, but the problem is we're not a capitalist nation anymore. We have slipped into economic fascism, where the wealth always flows to the top. And I think given a choice between fascism and socialism, most ordinary people are going to say, well, let's give socialism a try because, you know, I'm going to get a little bit better lifestyle out of that rather than this constant grinding poverty propping up the war machine in Wall Street.
Yeah, totally. And when I say, like, socialism, I don't mean, like, extreme, like Stalin, like communism. But I definitely see things changing, like healthcare will probably be public, a lot of other industries that are traditionally private that just really don't work with that model, like utilities will probably be public. So it'll just be a swing on that side. It won't be extreme. But, I mean, all the people I talk to that are my age or younger, that's just the gist I get from them. Just because of how we are.
Yeah.
Again, for my example, I have a degree in electrical engineering. My wife has a doctorate degree in physics, and we live in a 600-square-foot trailer.
Yes.
We have never lived in a home because we are...
Yep.
We've been completely disenfranchised. The previous generations, you're an exception. I wish there were more guys like you. They keep their lifestyle... They've put all this debt on us and my kid. And it's
well, I think you're looking at the wrong direction. You know, first of all, it's the government and the military spending that's basically thrown all this debt on the nation. And it's corporate Wall Street greed that has basically sucked away your standard of living. The problem isn't just the debt. It's the fact that wages and salaries have been driven on down so corporations can make more profits. And it was a very foolish thing to do because it means the American people are less able to actually buy the products in the shopping malls. And that in turn has led to a retail crisis. Nobody is really thinking these issues through long term. You know, it looks good now. Let's get, fire all the expensive experienced workers, and we'll hire some new kids in at minimum wage. And then your customer service goes down, you lose your customers. They didn't really think it all the way through. And if there's one person in the country that we expect to maintain the broad overview of what is best for the nation as a whole, it is the President of the United States of America. And Trump is failing on that one. He's pandering to Wall Street.
Well, like,
he's pandering to Israel.
Yeah, one thing I find odd is when Obama was in power, a lot of times I heard from conservatives, they complained about all the power that he was getting, all the centralized power, the more authorities is given, he is really going over it. And now that Trump is in power, they're making all these excuses about why Trump can't do anything. Oh, you know, it's powerless, it's Congress's fault. And it's just excuses. He is the President of the United States. He could instruct his Justice Department right now to go out and arrest Hillary Clinton. There's nothing stopping him from doing that. Except
no, there really isn't. I mean, the Department of Justice works for the President, and the President does have the authority to say, we need indictments. Anyway, Josh, going to let you go. Going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones. Dave in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, howdy, Mike. I hope you're having a blessed day.
Well, thank you.
You know, my point, and I've made this before, you can't really just lay it on the Waltons from Walmart, the Rockefellers and their politicians, the Clintons and Bushes. Of course they're going to do what they can to rip people off, to steal everything in sight. You know, there's never been enough. But it actually falls to the American consumer. And that's where the problem began. Because suddenly buying made in China from Walmart was more preferable than supporting your neighbor in your hometown's factories by buying those products, by supporting your children with the future in your hometown, or maybe your downtown, or any economic life in town. So actually, this falls to the individual. Because, of course, you know, you were talking about Wall Street. Well, yeah, they're going to always steal, man. That's what they do. These banksters, they're always going to steal. The American people used to have principles and values. That's been lost now for, what, are we going on two generations, maybe? You know? Where now,
well, I would say one generation.
McDonald's and made it. Yeah, I think you're right. The kids know nothing but buying McNuggets from Walmart and fall apart crap from Walmart, or, you know, or McDonald's and fall apart junk. So it actually comes down to the individual. We will not have a nation if the people do not care enough to invest in its survival.
Okay, well, before you, okay, I need to cut on
in
here. All right, it's overbroad to say this is all the consumer's fault for not buying American-made products, because when you go into a store like Walmart, you are not given the choice of something from China versus something from the United States. Again, that puts the onus back onto Wall Street and corporate greed.
Well, I'm totally with that, except the people lined up, you know, they abandoned their local hardware store, their local clothes stores or shoe stores. They lined up to pay that money for that fall apart junk, knowing they were going to destroy their local economies. I mean, maybe they weren't smart enough to see it, but they lined up voluntarily to do it. And so really the effort needs to be to re-educate the population, which at this point, I mean, you know, how many of us even believe there's a hope in that? I mean, you know, we're so far down this rabbit hole. This was engineered to destroy this nation economically first, then every other way. It's succeeding mightily, but I always have to go back to, okay, you knew better, but you didn't do better. What, you believed that TV commercial? So it's the corporation's fault? You know, no. I mean, we all have to own this. We've all played our part in it, and the only way there's any chance of ever getting out of it is to demand American-made, demand to support our local economies for a future for our children, our hometown, so they don't have to run to hell and high water to find a future, because we have just decimated everything by sending all the money out of town with these corporations. Mike, I love you so much. I'm going to let you go, brother. Keep doing what you do.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to take another phone call from Mike in Chicago. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I heard you talking earlier about Trump pardoning Rod Blagojevich out of
Chicago. He's talking about commuting the sentence.
That would be meaning what?
Meaning he gets out of jail.
You know, he ought to give him another 14 years, is that my opinion.
Yeah.
But what did he do? He would, you know, his corruption, he sold Senator Obama's seat, and he, I think he was wiretapped, and I thought his wife was involved with some sketchy real estate dealings also.
Yep.
And, you know, furthermore, I thought the Clintons were involved with some type of real estate shenanigans, and what happened 9/11, there was a federal building that, stop me if I'm wrong, there was a federal building that was taken down, and a lot of evidence may have been destroyed.
That was building right. 7. It was it held federal offices. It had the emergency command post for the city of New York. And, there were several high-profile corruption and stock manipulation cases where the files were in the offices of the SEC in Building 7. And, yes, all that evidence was destroyed, and these people got to basically take a walk on what they had done.
Right. And you know, what makes a building collapse beside a demolition that's planned and it's planned out and set up? That's all. Thank you for the call. That's fine.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to take a break here. We got more phone calls waiting on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
Anyway, welcome back to our show. And before we take some more phone calls, I got an email responding to the caller who was saying it's all the fault of the consumers. It's all blame them. Don't blame Wall Street and everything. And the email goes, I don't know how it works in the U.S., but here in Canada, the big corporations like Walmart first went through the politicians in power and somehow got their permission to set up shop. We consumers were not, in fact, consulted on the matter. We were just informed that this decision had been taken. And I remember when Walmart was first appearing, there was a great deal of discussion that this was going to drive the small mom and pop businesses out of business. And that's pretty much exactly what has happened here. Okay, back to the phones here. Lenny in California. Aloha, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, your statement there in the song led right into what I wanted to say. I was listening to your show earlier, and what you said about the bankers having learned a thing, I want to say that I beg to differ on that. The bankers have learned exactly something, and that is there will not be any repercussions this time, just like there were any repercussions the last time. They're going to do exactly what they did this time, and the government's going to let them get away with it. In fact, the government is going to help them stick the taxpayers with the bill. all yep. over again, and the people, you know, will not either, they will not be able to do anything about it, or they will choose not to do anything about it. Now, that's up to them. Now, as for the tariffs that Trump put on the German luxury cars, okay, and I can see it now, all of the compartmentalized liberals that love to be compartmentalized on stuff like race and religion and sexual orientation, they always used to screaming Nazi, racist, Trump, but nobody, you're going to find this to be true, you worked in the place, right? Nobody drives such cars more than the so-called liberals in California. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, you absolutely are. And we're beyond tariffs right now, because according to this story that came out of Zero Hedge, Trump is aiming directly at Angela Merkel for her resistance to going after Iran. Trump is preparing, according to this report, and it's from the German magazine Wirtschaft Woche, claims that Trump is going to impose a total ban on German luxury car makers from the U.S. market. So the price of Mercedes-Benz and BMWs just shot through the roof.
And I say good, because if you're going to scream Nazi, then why not be totally anti-Nazi? Why scream Nazi and you're going to try and drive their cars? All right?
So well, hang on a second. Present-day Germans aren't Nazis. The Nazis lost World War II and ceased to exist.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not saying that, but you understand what I'm going for. My thing is that you can't be a liberal to your convenience. That's all I'm saying. All right, but I know that. I mean, I know the present-day Germans had nothing to do with that, and they shouldn't have to be paying for something they didn't do. But moving on.
Yes.
But moving on, I just want to say that I know, and I missed your show the last 2 days, and I had good reason to. But I just want to say that I don't know if you, I know you don't comment much on such things, but the Roseanne thing.
And yes.
I've never seen such, once again, hypocrisy in my life. All right. And
yes.
I remember when Bill Maher. When Bill Maher called Donald Trump a white monkey. Do you remember that, Mr. Rivera?
I remember that.
Nothing was said, nothing was done about it. Okay? Now, I want to speak to the black people, okay, with their compartmentalized selves. What is it about you that you're so full of self-hate that anytime someone mentions the word monkey, you automatically think they're talking about you? And you got to jump up and scream up and down. What is it about you that you have been inculcated with such hatred of yourself that you automatically, when someone mentions that word, you think it's you?
Well,
okay, go ahead.
You're done? Okay, because I have a comment about that. If you go up to a new baby and you can say anything to them with a smiling face, and they'll probably smile back at you, because we have to be taught to be offended and shocked by certain words. We have to be taught to be offended and shocked by nudity. Got to keep those clothing manufacturers in profits. And all of these things are taught to us in order to control us. And right now in this country, racism is being fanned up on all sides to keep us divided against each other. But it's all coming from outside. Yeah.
I agree. So we're taking each other right where I want to go to close this whole thing out. And and I agree with you 100% that all of this is being used to put the people at each other's throats so the people don't figure out who the real enemies are. All right?
Yes.
And that is the elite. Who's robbing everybody, no matter what race, no matter what color, no matter what religion. They're robbing everybody all over the planet. And they're putting people at each other's throats. Which takes me to George Carlin, who stated this: political correctness is nothing but fascism disguised as mannerism. With that, I'll let you go, sir.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I like Lenny calling in. You know what? Trump is a white monkey, but so am I. Like, let's be honest about it. We're pretty smart monkeys, is really what's going on here. And
actually,
the monkeys,
in my opinion, they were the smart ones.
Yeah, and remember,
I guess you didn't get that was an attempt at humor.
Say it again. My phone went out.
No, I said, in my opinion, the monkeys who stayed monkeys were the smarter ones.
Well,
Forget I even tried.
You're a smarter monkey than I am, so I'm not going to argue. Okay, so remember when Trump was calling Assad an animal, and then, I take exception to that. Like, animals are actually completely innocent. They don't have enough high reasoning and self-awareness to be guilty of anything. And being like an animal is not a bad thing at all. It's the humans that we have this higher reasoning, the ability for self-reflection, the ability for moral consideration, and then we do these evil acts against each other and against animals and against nature. If you're religious, we're serious sinners. If you're not religious, we're in serious moral violation of any philosophical concept of principles of morality. Like, we have no business insulting each other, referring to animals, and which makes you think of another thing is that for religious people, the golden rule, do unto others as you have done unto you. Well, the way that we're suppressing animals in the factory farms is somewhat similar to the way that the New World Order and the governments are suppressing the populations. They're calling us human resources. We're in these tax farms, and we're totally being fed chemicals. And it's almost like we're getting what goes around comes around. And or people that believe in karma or something like that. I mean, that's why I am vegetarian, is because I don't think we should be suppressing another species and then complain that we're being suppressed. About that Walmart story, you made a good point earlier.
Okay, before you move on, because you're hopping all over the place here. I have a somewhat different view of the animal kingdom, and I don't see it as an absolute where humans have all this higher reasoning capability and are capable of certain kinds of thoughts, and the animals in general do not. I think it's a continuum. And I think that there are animals that are very close to us in intelligence and perception, like dolphins, dogs. Anybody who's had a dog and sees them twitching in their sleep knows that they're dreaming. So I do think it's not an absolute. Anyway, you wanted to talk about Walmart.
Well, yeah, my cat of 18 years that totally was in love with me. It was so sweet. She died in my arms, and I was thinking back over her life, and she has never actually done anything wrong in her life, whereas I have made all sorts of mistakes in my life. And I did notice that there was a distinction that the animals are innocent. They can't do wrong. It's the Walmart story is that, what you made a good point a while ago, that one of the few legitimate purposes of government is to have the long view on our civilization and make decisions that we're unable to make for ourselves. So one of those kinds of decisions would be saying, the long view, do we allow this big community buster, big box store to come in or not? And now, if you leave that up to the consumers, that's one of those decisions that we actually can't make for ourselves. Because if you ask me, for example, hey, Mateus, do you want to have treasury, yes or no? I'm always going to say yes. And if you ask that to all citizens in a country, do you all want $100,000 of the treasury? We're all going to say yes. The treasury is going to go bankrupt, and it actually wasn't the best thing for the community. So some things you can't leave up to the consumer, unfortunately. We're just this smart monkey society, not that far removed from the animal kingdom. We're selfish, we're greedy, we have self-interest, we can't be trusted, we're corrupt with money, corrupts us. So,
well, okay, I have a somewhat more positive view. And as I said, I don't see this as an absolute where humans are evil and animals are free of sin because they're not intelligent. And Anyway, listen, got to let you go. Got a lot of stuff to cover in the news coming up on hour number three here right now. So thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And, yeah, kind of getting out there. Phone lines are open now. Let's get on back to the economy. So Donald Trump is out there starting trade wars with China, Europe, Canada, and Mexico all at the same time. The repercussions from this will be global. And it's going to immediately result in higher prices here in the U.S. for imported products. And the higher prices are basically paying the tariffs, which is another way for the government to impose a tax on us. It's another form of cash grab in the name of protecting the economy. Now, like so many of the callers who called on in, I would like to see a return to American-based manufacturing and American-based retail establishments. But we're not ready to do it yet. It's not like somebody's going to unlock the door to a factory, go on in, flip on the lights, and production starts on up. A lot of America's factories are just corroded, very dangerous buildings. Much of the machinery has been sold off, either to other countries that are getting into manufacturing, or it's just been sold for scrap. So the factories have to retool. Now, we do have some factories, but we really don't have enough to become totally self-sufficient. Our manufacturing is such an issue. Even the Pentagon is out there saying that in a full-on peer-against-peer war, having to rely on our own manufacturing domestically, we don't have the manufacturing strength to maintain the supply of war materiel. Deutsche Bank's stock has crashed to an all-time low, and Deutsche Bank has issued a statement saying that Germany's government might have to bail them out, and basically responding to reports that Deutsche Bank is on the Federal Reserve's secret probation list. Deutsche Bank's been in a lot of trouble, and they've had a lot of their mid-level executives. Remember about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I think it was, a lot of their mid-level executives were dying under questionable circumstances, like falling off of parking structures and so forth. Article coming out of Asia Times, oil and gas geopolitics, no shelter from the storm. And when you're looking at the looming U.S. sanctions on Iran and more sanctions on Russia, it's going to cause an oil shortage. That, too, will drive up prices even more than they're already being driven up by the summer rush. Poor old Tesla can't seem to cut a break. Apparently, Bloomberg ran a story where a Tesla basically started driving on its own. The driver was actually outside the car, and the Tesla crashed into five parked cars in the Brussels borough of St. Giles on Tuesday. Now, at this point, this one is so bizarre. I have to ask this question. We know that cars that have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and automated parking and so forth and so on can be hijacked remotely. There have been a lot of white hat hackers, security researchers, who've demonstrated an ability to take control of a car without even having to be anywhere near it, just working through the cell phone system. This accident is so bizarre. To me, it sounds like Tesla may be the victim of corporate sabotage to give the car a bad name, because I really cannot imagine that Tesla, and this is the Model S again, that it got all the way through development, testing, and production with this many problems inside it, that they didn't show up once before with all the testing that goes on for any new car design. So I don't know what's going on over there. Still love the idea of electric cars. Really wanted to get one when we had to replace the Honda. Couldn't afford that one. And the Teslas look cool. I've seen them close up. especially like the way the door handles just go flush when the car starts up. That's kind of cool. And I love that really big center screen. Okay, apparently in the Dutch city of Schiedam, there was this axe-wielding man screaming, "Aloha snack bar," and he attacked armed officers who shot him, of course. And in the melee, the officers had a police dog with them who was killed. So how's that open border thing working on out for you? Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about Europe. We're talking about immigration here. The open borders agenda has just been a disaster for ordinary people living in these countries that are being mushed toward a one-world government. We're seeing it happen all over Europe. We're seeing it happen here in the United States. And apparently over in Great Britain, they have a migrant. He's Egyptian, Karim Majdi. And he claimed he was an unaccompanied child from Syria to get into Great Britain. And just got thrown in jail for raping a schoolgirl. So there has to be some kind of vetting going on. What they're doing isn't enough. We're getting the dregs from these other countries. People who are doing well in their own countries, they don't migrate. We're getting the people who can't make it in their home countries. We're getting fleeing criminals. We're getting people who have diseases and hope that the medical systems in the destination country will take care of them. Remember when Israel went to Iran? They wanted all the Iranian Jews to migrate to Israel. They offered huge financial incentives, and the Iranian Jews said, no, we've got it good here. You know, we've got friends. We've got businesses. One of the world's longest operating synagogues is in Iran. They're in the government. They told Israel, no, we're just not interested. Over in Italy, along with their banking crisis, there is another one forming up, and this is a little bit alarming. As you are aware, the Five Star Movement and League parties are basically going to unite and become one party. Now, they won the elections. They wanted to form a coalition government. The president of Italy blocked it. So now they're talking about going back and having new elections, and these two parties are going to merge and become one single party, which guarantees they will win the election. And their agenda is for tax cuts, to send less money to Brussels, and to close the borders. And this has resulted in a German member of the European Parliament saying that Brussels would have to literally march into Rome and take control of Italy's finance ministry if Italy gets a Eurosceptic government. In other words, they're talking about military intervention for Italy or any other country that starts to think being in the European Union is a bad idea. So we're looking at a potential civil war. You know, forget about Russia, China, Korea, and Syria. We're talking about a new European war, European against European. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.